Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Multnomah County's June Proclamation Ceremony. A proclamation serves to honor, celebrate, recognize, or create awareness of groups and individuals for their services and achievements, or to provide recognition to significant issues affecting our community. Today, we are creating space for four proclamations that recognize the importance of men's health and well-being, raise awareness about elder abuse, commemorate Juneteenth, and celebrate our immigrant and refugee communities and heritage. I'm so glad that everyone is here today for this occasion. Thank you to all the community leaders and members and employees who have helped put this event together. To kick things off, I'd like to welcome our presenters for the Men's Health Month proclamation to join us at the dais. Welcome to all of you. Please feel free to come down. And I'm going to pass it over to Commissioner Vince Jones Dixon to introduce the first proclamation of the day.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair, and welcome, Brother Rashad and Director Charlene. Just have a few remarks. Today, as we recognize June as Men's Mental Health Month, I'm reminded of how often men and boys are taught to suffer in silence, to tough it out, to keep pushing through, and to keep at it alone. Reading through this proclamation made me pause, and it made me reflect upon myself and my grandfathers, my mentors, and my son. I thought about my grandfather, who's 82. He's in Galveston, Texas right now, and he's with us. Some of you guys met him a couple months ago. And then I thought about my father, who passed away 2 years ago. He was found in his home, and he passed away unexpectedly. And when I was reading through his diary, he was talking about some of the challenges that he was facing, and he didn't share those directly with me, one of his primary members of the family that was one of his caretakers. And then I thought about my stepfather, who passed away at the age of 39 due to an embolism and a heart condition. And then I thought about my friend who passed away in prison just 2 months ago. We can do better, and we should be doing better. And I was moved by some of the things that you called out in the proclamation in general. A few months ago, I was in a staff meeting with our public health director and one of my senior advisors, Mr. Poe, and he flagged men's health specifically. So I'm beyond encouraged by the words here, and then also by the action that we'll be taking as a board, and this is just a renewed commitment. So thank you, and I'll hand it on to you, Director.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chair and Board. My name is Charlene McGee, and I have the privilege of serving as the Director for Multnomah County's Prevention Health Promotion. And before I turn the proclamation reading over to my colleagues, just wanted to extend an invitation that I will follow via email for two events we have planned in relation to Men's Health Week. One is June 14th. That's happening outside of the rodeo, where we're going to have a wellness hub set up. Yes. And we are also hosting an event in partnership with Black Men's Wellness, several Black fraternities, and our Chief Coalition on Friday, June 27th. Starting at 12:30 at the Numbers location, where we're going to be having a health expo that will include a panel of community members, as well as a Vera health screening, including blood pressure checks, diabetic foot screening, and live cooking demos. So with that, I'll turn it over to my colleagues to read the proclamation.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, just right down at the bottom there. There you go.
Thank you very much, Chair, Councilpersons. My name is Eugene Rashad, and I work with Multnomah County Health Department. We were part of the wave of employees that were recipients of the ACHIEVE grant, Action Communities for Health Innovation and Environmental Change. And we're delighted to be a part of this Men's Health Month in Multnomah County. So I'll go ahead and read the proclamation, and my colleague, Brother Darrell, will also assist me in reading it. Proclaiming the month of June 2025 as Men's Health Month in Multnomah County, Oregon. In recognition of Men's Health Month and understanding the vital importance of holistic health and wellness, Multnomah County's ACHIEVE Coalition will host a community conversation featuring a panel of men who will share their personal health stories to break stigma, uplift mental wellness, and foster open, supportive dialogue along the barriers men face in assessing care and healing support. The county emphasizes the importance of regular annual holistic health and wellness screenings for men that connect the mind and the body. We recognize that prioritizing all aspects of health is crucial for men's overall well-being, strengthening relationships, and fostering stronger communities.
Good evening, chairs and and council members. My name is Darrell Wade. I'm the founder of Black Men's Wellness. And as you know, the board treasurer and finance committee chair for our co-applicant board for Multnomah County Health Centers. And before we get started, I would like to recognize some of the men that we lost due to health concerns that were impactful to our community here in Portland, starting with Montrell Chilling Goss, Joseph Mormon, Adam Gomes, Biko Taylor, and then an honorable mention to George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Michael Brown, and my father, Darrell Rico Wade. By embracing preventative health and culturally meaningful health promoting practices, men can take control of their well-being, extend their lives, strengthen their ability to be active, supportive family members. Choosing health screening, such as diabetic foot screening, is a powerful step towards a healthier and more fulfilling future. Fathers, mentors, and male trusted adults who are educated and empowered to make health decisions, serve as a role models, are essential to the well-being of our families and community. Maintaining sexual health is critical for men, as it represents self-care and action that protects the family and the entire community. Health professionals recommend that all adults test for HIV at least once in their life. Testing for HIV and other sexually transmitted infections regularly is advisable for any man who is sexually active. Friday, June 27th, 2025 is National HIV Testing Day. Multnomah County encourages all people to know their HIV status. This month, men are encouraged to seek out testing opportunities. Medical providers can connect you to a resource. Walgreens locations are providing free testing in honor of this day. And the Multnomah County Health Clinics and Cascade AIDS Projects have to offer testing in the community. Show your care for yourself and your community. Learn your HIV status today.
According to the Surgeon General, men over 60 are more likely to experience loneliness and isolation compared to other age groups. In 2020, men aged 65 to 74 had a suicide rate of nearly 24.7 per thousand, higher than the national rate of 13.5 per 100,000, according to the National Alliance of Mental Illness.
Nearly 1 in 10 men experience depression and anxiety, but less than half will receive treatment. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, more than 6 million men suffer from depression, but due to stigma and culture for men to tough it out, depression often goes undiagnosed. We encourage all men to seek help if they are feeling anxious, depressed, or otherwise mentally unwell. A great tool for combating loneliness is the Senior Loneliness Line. A free hotline for people ages 60 and older can call when they want to talk to someone between 5:30 a.m. to 11:30 p.m., 7 days a week. The number for the Senior Loneliness Line is 1-800-282-7035 or 503-200-1633. If there is a neighbor, elder, parent, or friend in your life who would benefit from connection, reach out. You never know when your friendship is most needed.
Mm-hmm. Social connection significantly improves the health and well-being of all individuals and reduces the risk of premature mortality. It can predict better physical and mental health outcomes and ease stress. Higher levels of connection can influence health-related behaviors. So, Multnomah County proclaims, Multnomah County proudly declares June as Men's Health Month in Multnomah County, Oregon. We urge men to prioritize their well-being by taking active steps toward overall health, including mental and physical health. We are issuing a call to action for all men to take charge of their health and well-being. We encourage men to
know their numbers, schedule regular checkups with healthcare providers, and understand key health indicators such as blood pressure, HIV status, cholesterol levels, and blood sugars. Eliminate or reduce consumption of alcohol, cannabis, tobacco, and vaping to improve overall health and well-being. Commit to at least 1 hour of physical activity daily, whether it's walking, biking, cycling, or any activity that brings joy. Practice mindfulness and de-escalation techniques daily to manage stress and resolve conflict peacefully.
Tap into healthy ways to communicate, connect with others, seek support when needed, and lead by example, demonstrating the importance of self-care. Together, we build healthier, happier, and more fulfilling lives for ourselves, our families, and our entire community. Signed, this fourth day of June 2025.
I should take that show on the road. So we will now sign the proclamation. And once we do that, we invite folks over between the flags for a photograph from Montoya. And folks in the audience who are here to support this proclamation are welcome to join as well. All right, so today we also have an opportunity to daylight increase advocacy for elder abuse across our community. To help us do that, I'd like to welcome Brian Hughes up to the dais for Elder Abuse Awareness Day proclamation, and I'm pleased to turn things over to Commissioner Megan Moyer for introductions.
Yes, thank you. I'm proud to bring this proclamation to the County Commission. As many people no, Multnomah County plays an important role in providing vital support services to our senior and disabled population. One of the services that we perform, and I think we don't talk about, is the role of adult protective services and the work that's done to protect seniors and people with disabilities. Often seniors are not seen in our community. It's hard to know what's going on in their lives. And if it were not for the important work of people who see something and say something, and the work of our investigators, and sometimes in partnership with law enforcement, many of these situations would go unaddressed. So I am happy to turn it over to Brian and just want us to remember how important it is when we have a loved one who is in care or no longer managing their own finances or have unexplained financial transactions or other situations that we feel uncomfortable with, that it is so important that we be the eyes and ears for individuals who sometimes are isolated and unable to advocate for themselves, right?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair, Commissioners. Nice to see you all today. My name is Brian Hughes. I'm the Senior Manager for Multnomah County's Adult Protective Services Program with Aging, Disability, and Veteran Services. And with that, I'd just like to go ahead and read the proclamation. Proclaiming June 15th, 2025 as Elder Abuse Awareness Day, the Multnomah County Board of Commissioners finds older adults deserve to be safe and should be treated with respect and dignity to enable them to serve as leaders, mentors, volunteers, and thriving members of our communities. Elder Abuse Awareness Day is an opportunity to promote a better understanding of the issue of abuse. Elder abuse is estimated to impact one in every 10 older Americans. It takes many forms, including physical abuse, verbal abuse, neglect, financial exploitation, and issues of self-neglect. Elder abuse may be perpetrated by family members, friends, caregivers, or strangers. Older adults experience abuse that is often unreported. Multnomah County is committed to maintaining connection and necessary support services through its Aging, Disability, and Veteran Services programs, as well as creating a stronger society that safeguards our communities and prevents abuse. Recognizing and reporting abuse or concerns for the well-being of older adults to Adult Protective Services is a responsibility shared by all of us. Supporting the well-being and safety of older adults requires us to educate ourselves and our community to recognize the signs of abuse and to share information with the older adults in our work and our lives. Effectively responding to elder abuse requires a connected and coordinated local service system. Adult Protective Services administers a reporting system and investigates reports of elder abuse. Collaboration throughout the county and community is imperative. We recognize the important partnership that supports the well-being, safety, and independence of our most vulnerable citizens. The Multnomah County Board of Commissioners proclaims June 15th, 2025 as Elder Abuse Awareness Day in Multnomah County. We encourage all agencies, advocates, and citizens to recognize the importance of building a safe and inclusive community for older adults. Thanks.
Yep.
Again, we'll sign this as the board, and then we'll take a photograph, and we invite any members of the audience who want to join us for this proclamation picture to please do so.
And while it's being passed around, as somebody who co-sponsored this, I just want to thank Brian, you and your team for this, and I want to thank Commissioner Moyer for co-sponsoring this as well, and for elevating the issue. Thanks.
Great, and thank you, Chair and colleagues. I just want to, I forgot to mention, mention a good friend, Dr. Drucker here. He's the former director of the Knight Institute, and I just want to publicly say thank you for coming this afternoon, and thank you for your many years of service here to the state of Oregon, to the county, and to the region, and we look forward to hearing about the work that you're going to be doing moving forward in your retirement. here within the community. So it means a lot, and thank you for the time that you have given to me as well.
Really appreciate you taking the time to be here. Thank you. All right. So it is now we're on our third proclamation. It gives me great pleasure that we again have this opportunity to commemorate Juneteenth in Multnomah County. The proclamation is one that is near and dear to the county. And this year's proclamation builds off the previous years with a reaffirmation of the county's work on restorative justice for Black residents. So I'd now like to welcome Salome Chimuko. Did I say that right? Did I say it correctly? Yeah, okay. To the dais and to provide, she's like, I don't know, to provide further introductions on this proclamation. And I'll hand it off to Commissioners Joan Dixon and Commissioner Singleton, who are co-sponsoring the proclamation, to take it from here.
Thank you, Chair. I'm so honored to co-sponsor this with Commissioner Jones Dixon. It might have been one of the first conversations we had when we got here. It's like Juneteenth. While working with Governor Kate Brown's team, I received an email from Janelle Jack asking if we would consider making Juneteenth a state holiday. Janelle is Miss Claire Peoples' granddaughter. Miss Claire Peoples is the mother of Juneteenth in Oregon, and I was honored to work with her and other community members to pass legislation making Juneteenth an official state holiday in 2022. This holiday means so much to those who are African American and as a remembrance of our resilience, strength, and skills of our people. As a Black girl in Philly, I was raised with an awareness of this holiday as it was something my grandparents celebrated every year. Now as a commissioner, I've reached heights that my ancestors aspired to, but were scorned, if not murdered, for trying to ascend to. I take pride in this seat and the knowledge that those coming in the near future can go even higher. I know this is in the proclamation, but I think it is important. It bears repeating. Juneteenth serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggle for and denial of equity Black Americans endure and the need for continued efforts to address systemic and interpersonal racism, bias, and unfair treatment, and the need to promote justice. Let's not pretend here that there are not ugly truths within every structure, including Multnomah County, and that to address a problem, we must acknowledge its existence and its impacts. I want to have a moment for Commissioner Jones Dixon to share, and then we'll turn it over to Salome.
Yeah, and to build off what you just shared, my grandfather shared with me just Juneteenth in the history when I was my mid-teens for the first time, growing up in Texas. My remarks are just fairly short and simple. Juneteenth is not just about history. It's about now. It's about work we must still do to dismantle systems that were built to withhold freedom, opportunity, and justice, and the ways those systems still show up, sometimes in plain sight, and other times in how we deliver services, how we make decisions, and how we show up in our community. We must constantly ask ourselves, Are we oppressing or are we empowering? Are we repeating harm or repairing it? I know our commitment as a board is the latter. And I want to leave us with tools, not just words. This looks like hiring and funding Black-led organizations and partnering with organizations, as we're discussing now, with like 1803 Fund to fund various systems and opportunities to improve the outcomes for Black residents or African-American residents. It looks like auditing how our systems are serving or failing Black residents here in Multnomah County, and embedding equity in budgets and policies and everyday practices, and also listening deeply to the voices of those historically excluded and impacted. With that, I'll pass it on to Salome, and thank you, Commissioner Singleton, for just your words and your support.
I don't think this thing is tall enough for me. All right. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Commissioners. I will be reading this proclamation proclaiming June 19th, 2025 as Juneteenth in Multnomah County. Multnomah County finds June 19th, 1865 is a day that is nationally recognized as Juneteenth Day, commemorating the emancipation of enslaved Black people in the United States. Juneteenth also is known as Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Liberation Day, or Emancipation Day. Marks a day when Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas on June 19, 1865 to enforce the end of slavery, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued by President Abraham Lincoln. Black American communities have played and continue to play an essential role in shaping the history, politics, culture, and prosperity of Multnomah County. the state of Oregon and the nation. From the early pioneers who arrived in the Pacific Northwest to leaders of today, Black Americans have contributed to every aspect of society, including education, politics, the arts, business, and social justice. Despite this, Black Americans continue to face systemic racism, discrimination, and social injustices in various forms, including economic inequity, police brutality, mass incarceration, and unequal access to education and healthcare. Juneteenth serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggle for and denial of equity Black Americans endure and the need to continue for efforts to address systemic and interpersonal racism, bias, and unfair treatment, and the need to promote justice. As we gather to commemorate this significant occasion, let us remember the importance of honoring and remembering our ancestors and elders. It is crucial to recognize that we were enslaved longer than we have been free. The emancipation of enslaved Black people 160 years ago marked a pivotal moment in our history. Following this, there was a brief period of Reconstruction where Black people were led to believe they would be treated equally and fairly. However, that promise was quickly broken, and the introduction of Jim Crow laws, physical violence such as lynching, and the exception clause to allow slavery if used as punishment for a crime. We honor our ancestors and elders not only by remembering their struggles and sacrifices, but by continuing our fight for justice. Their resilience and perseverance have led the groundwork for the progress we see today, and we must continue this work. Anyone who believes in truth, justice, and equality would find reason to celebrate the ending of chattel slavery and honor our ancestors who lived, died, and survived the evil and peculiar institution of chattel slavery. Despite the adversities our ancestors and elders face, we face, and the generations will in the future, we must look at how far we have come and continue to find joy in being alive and being who we are unapologetically. Multnomah County is committed to honoring and celebrating Juneteenth as a day of reflection, education, and community empowerment. Multnomah County proclaims June 19, 2025, in each year thereafter as Juneteenth Day in Multnomah County, Oregon, and encourages all residents to participate in Juneteenth events, spend money at Black-owned businesses, reflect on the significance of this historic day, and continue working towards racial equity and justice. Multnomah County affirms its commitment to eradicating racism and anti-Blackness in our institution and departments by promoting racial equity, diversity, and inclusion, and to working towards a more just and equitable society for all employees.
Thank you. We will go ahead and sign and have a photograph, and again invite everyone to come down who would like to be a part of the picture. So we're now at our final proclamation of the day. And before I introduce this, this proclamation, I want to thank everyone again for being here today, and also thank those of you who've worked behind the scenes to make this proclamation ceremony happen. The breadth of issues we cover today reflects the strength and diversity of our county, and I am very proud of our community to be able to move all of these things today. Our next proclamation dedicates June 2025 as Immigrant and Refugee Heritage Month in Multnomah County, and I'm proud to co-sponsor this one with Commissioner Singleton. I'm really glad that we have, in this moment that we're living in, an opportunity to celebrate and recognize the rich contributions that our immigrant and refugee community members have made to our county and society. A couple of weeks ago, I was able to attend an event for ERCO, an organization I've had the privilege of working with for years now. At the event, it was clearly demonstrated what an incredible lifeline and connection point ERCO and organizations like it provide to our immigrant and refugee community members. But it was also clear what a devastating impact the federal cuts to the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program and other resettlement programs are having right here in Multnomah County. We all benefit when those who've migrated here have the freedom and opportunity to thrive, pursue their dreams, and give back to their community. That's why Multnomah County remains committed to supporting our neighbors, families, and communities who are immigrants and refugees. The county is a strong safety net government that meets people on their most challenging days. We stand alongside people in crisis and move them to stability. And we will continue to provide critical services and treat every person with dignity, regardless of their immigration status. All are welcome here today, tomorrow, no matter what. With that, I would like to welcome our presenters who are at the dais for Immigrant and Refugee Heritage Month proclamation. Thank you for being here, and to turn things over to Commissioner Singleton for further introductions.
Thank you, Chair. This week, ICE began showing up in Portland's immigration court to detain community members using deceiving tactics. People show up to court to continue with their immigration case, not knowing that it could be set up for their detention. This is unacceptable, and it stands against our values. Please understand that when I use the term immigrant, I am including all statuses from political asylum seekers to undocumented to international students, migrant workers, and more. Nationally, our federal government is attacking our immigrant and refugee communities, and I just want to say that immigrants of all statuses are welcome in District 2 and in Multnomah County. We have such a diverse group of workers and residents of Multnomah County that deserve to be recognized for their contributions. It was important to me that my office let the employees sit and rest while my team and I lifted them up, but we remained authentic in our work to honor this proclamation. From the writer of this proclamation, people reading the proclamation, and the hands that prepared the food at the reception after, immigrant and refugee hands touched all of this work, bringing their cultural heritage with them. Many of these home countries were deeply impacted by colonization that faced persecution, displacement, and worse. I am honored that most of the languages we will hear today are indigenous to the countries they come from. The proclamation will be read in several different languages, but the first and last sections will be in English, and I'm going to turn it over to my policy director, Salome Chimuku, who has put together a really awesome set of community members and friends who will help us read the proclamation today.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, commissioners. Again, for the record, my name is Salome Chimuku. I use she, her pronouns. And I just wanted to take a moment to just recognize the hard work that went into many of these county employees translating their own section and reading it out loud. And for some of us that lived in places where our indigenous language was facing erasure or genocide, it is really personal for some of us to be reading in our mother tongues, as we call it. And I have placed in front of you all a version of the proclamation in the different languages in case you wanted to follow along. I know you probably can't read it, but sentiment. So I will start by introducing each of our speakers as they come up and give you a little bit of who they are. We have Alex Nevison, who is from the Ivory Coast in Liberia. We have Kevin Layumba, who is from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Myself, who is hailing from Angola. And we have a special guest who I'll let introduce herself. But I will begin. Akulu vo Multnomah County Tuasinga. Go ahead, Alex.
Good afternoon. My name is Alex Neversing.
Good afternoon. My name is Aidan.
Good afternoon, Chair and Commissioners.
Good afternoon, Chair and the Commissioners. My name is TK Kapura. I work as an immigrant and refugee coordinator for Multnomah County.
Good afternoon, Chair and Commissioner. My name is Kevin Luyamba.
So I'll restart. Akulu vo Multnomah County Tuasinga.
Alex Neversing. I'm going to read the proclamation here that I have. Proclaiming June 2025 Immigrant and Refugee Heritage Month in Multnomah County. Multnomah County will continue to be a sanctuary jurisdiction open and welcoming to all and serving all regardless of documentation or immigrant status. We will defend and protect the right and continue to ensure access services such as housing, healthcare, and other safety network services, regardless of immigration status.
Thank you. Multnomah County sanctuary state እንደሆነ የሚቀጥል ሲሆን ስለዚህ ማንኛውም ነዋሪ ያለ ምንም የኢሚግሬሽን ወረቀት ልዩነት ሳይፈጠር በእኩል አይን የሚቀበልና የሚያስተናግድ ካውንቲ ሆኖ ይቀጥላል። ስለዚህም ለሁሉም ህዝባችን ያለ ኢሚግሬሽን ወረቀት ልዩነት ሰብአዊ መብትን መጠቀም እና ከለላ መስጠት የመጠለያና የጤና አገልግሎት እንዲያገኙ ማድረግ እንዲሁም የደህንነት ስጋትን በመቅረፍ ተግባራዊ ማድረግን እንቀጥላለን። Thank you so much.
Vauyi vanobva kumativi ose pasi rino vanokosha mukuumba nyika ino nekuisimbisa. Vanga vakauya kare kana zuro. Vauyi vanotsigisa nyika ino nekuivaka. Kuiunza mazano matsva nekuti ibudirire. Vauyi vanoshandura Multnomah County paupfumi kurima zvibikwa nzira dzekuchengetedza utano uye kutanga mabato ezvematongero enyika. Kumutsa mabhizimusi kupinza zviuru zvevana veOregon. Mabasa uyezve kutimirira pazvikamu zvakasiyana siyana mumahofisi evanosarudzwa kutungamirira nzvimbo ino.
Multnomah County eboi na motema moko maloba na bisaleli yako kabwana na koianana na kati ya bakominote na biso pona bisika ya kobotama tokotikala kosungu moto nyoso oya azovanda pekesala na kati ya Multnomah County.
Then I'll bring up our next set of speakers. Thank you. We have Marisat Lozano Zambrano. Then we have Susana, who will be speaking in Armenian. And then we have, oops, make sure I get these names right. Then we have Manzi. Maniza Samari.
They got lost. Oh. Manisha, sorry, got lost.
Okay, we'll just start without Manisha.
Oh, there they are.
Oh, there she is with food.
Manisha, you need to read, sweetheart.
Oh no, like right now.
Right now. Sorry, they're part of my refugee team.
It's okay. So the languages that we have now are Spanish from Venezuela. We are also going to be hearing Armenian and then Dari from Afghanistan. So I will pass it to Montserrat.
Las personas inmigrantes enriquecen el condado de Multnomah con sus tradiciones, su arte, su cultura, su gastronomía y su perspectiva global. Honramos la diversidad de nuestras comunidades inmigrantes, reconociendo que cada recorrido hacia los Estados Unidos ha sido único, al igual que sus experiencias una vez aquí, y que su diversidad fortalece el tejido de nuestra sociedad.
So, hi, my name is Susanna, and I'm a refugee immigrant program specialist. And I'm going to read for you in Armenian. COVID-ի համաճարակի ժամանակ ներգաղթարներն աշխատում էին առաջնագծում որպես բուժաշխատողներ, ֆերմերային աշխատողներ, նպարավաճառներ, ուսուցիչներ եւ նրանք ունեին իրենց կարևոր ներդրումը այլ աշխատանքային ոլորտներում։ Քանի որ սիստեմատիկ ռասիզմը անհավասարություններ է ստեղծում համայնքներում, որոնք ազդում են աշխատանքի, կրթության, բնակարանային խնդիրների վրա, շատ ներգաղթյալ համայնքներ անհամաչափորեն դուժել են, ինչպես վիրուսից, այնպես էլ նրա կողմից ստեղծված տնտեսական ազդեցություններից, ներառյալ ստեղծելով ծանր առողջական և տնտեսական խնդիրներ։ Մալտոմա քաունթին կշարունակի աջակցել և ջանքեր գործադրել մեր ներգաղթյալ համայնքների կարիքները ապագայում վերականգնելու և բարգավաճելու համար։ Thank you.
Hi, my name is Manisha Samadi. I'm community health specialist. I would like to read in Dari language. Mahi miras mahajran ba ulswali maltonoma farsat midahat ta az jawami mahajir mutanawi khod va dastanhay munhasir ba fard anha ra tajlil konand ta sahm payadar anha ra ba rasmiyat bashnasad va ta mutahid shavad siyasat ha barnamaha va rawash hay ra ijra konand ki itminan hasil shavad این جوامع برای نسل های آینده شکوفا خواهند شد. Thank you.
And then I'll bring up our last two, which is Taunlam Sullivan and Rashmi Srivastava. There you go. Taun will be speaking in Mandarin or Chinese, and Rashmi will be speaking in Hindi. Sorry, Rashmi is virtual. Yep.
Hi, great to be here. And my name is Tuan Lam Sullivan. I'm a Chinese KSA regional librarian. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you. First, I'm going to read in Mandarin Chinese. 穆鲁玛郡欢迎并致辞来自世界各地的移民社群，是其为我们的社区的重要成员。本郡致力于员工、社区成员、移民服务组织携手合作，共同将穆鲁玛郡建设成为一个让所有人都可以在 在安全、信任和归属感中的发展和成长的地方。Now I'll read it in Cantonese.
穆罗马郡欢迎并支持来自世界各地的移民社群，是其为我们的社区的重要成员。本郡致力同员工、 社区成员以及移民服务组织携手合作，共同将穆罗姆郡建设成为一个令所有人都可以系安全、信任同归属感中发展成长嘅地方。Thank
you.
Oh, not quite. Sorry, y'all. And I'm coming back for Morimbundu. Akulu vo Multnomah County, Van Nola. And then I will pass it to Rashmi. Go ahead, Rashmi.
Hello, everyone. I am Rashmi from India, and I will read it in Hindi. महीना अप्रवासी विरासत माह के रूप में मनाया जाएगा। इसमें मल्टनोमा काउंटी के उन सभी निवासियों का सम्मान किया जाएगा जो स्वयं को अप्रवासी के रूप में पहचानते हैं। थैंक यू। दैट्स इट।
Multnomah County reaffirms its commitment to recognizing the diversity of experience of immigrant and refugee communities in Multnomah County, eradicating xenophobic policies and practices, and working to implement the best practices for language access, data disaggregation, and civic engagement, adopted this day, June 4th of 2025.
Thank you so much. How lucky we were to have so many languages in this room today, and it really enriched the proclamation. So thank you so much for that. Before we sign the final proclamation and take a photo, I want to thank everyone for being here today and for joining us for these proclamations. Tasia will have the physical proclamations. We can scan those and make copies of signed proclamations for anyone who would like them. And please join us right after this in room 126 for the Immigrant and Refugee Heritage Month reception with wonderful Jordanian catering from kebab restaurants. And we look forward to welcoming you back on the second Wednesday in July, July 9th, from noon to 1 for next month's ceremony. This is a week later than our usual first Wednesday of the month to avoid the July 4th holiday. Our next meeting of the Board of County Commissioners will be today at 1:30 for our budget work session 18. So we'll have the proclamation signing and take a photo, and after that, we are adjourned. Thank you.